Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Kieran, stop bloody messing about, mate. Pull his shorts back up.
But he's got skid marks well out. I bet you can see him from over there.
I don't bloody care. Enough's enough. Oh, grow up, for God's sake. Yeah, hi, how you going? It's Welly. We've just done a light training session, and pitch 3's looking really boggy. Could we have a look at that? Great, thanks. Well, we're in Manchester on Monday, so you can do it then. Does that work? Okay, great. Yeah, Monday night game. Okay, all right, cheers, mate. See you soon. Come in.
Mr. Wells.
Oh, hello, Eric. How was the community service?
I was the lollipop man.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Yeah, there were no lollipops, not one.
No, it's just a term for the sign to help the kids cross the road, you see.
I'm so tired. So very tired.
Yeah, kids, mate. Oh, tell me about it. They can really bloody take it out of you.
My body hurts and I need tactics for tonight's game. I send
whoa,
to you.
Whoa. Eric, here. Take a seat, mate. Take a seat.
I feel like my chest is being fucked by a...
Eric, you all right?
Fucking...
Eric? Jesus fuck. Christ. Rachel, get in here now. Jesus. Fuck. Eric, hold on, mate. Hold on. Hi, I need an ambulance to Ashford City Training Complex right now.
Oh, bloody hell. Fuck, Jesus. This way, yeah?
Hey, this way.
Oh, this is dramatic, isn't it?
What, running down a hospital corridor?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I'm in an ITV drama or something.
Hey, do you want some Cheetos for all the energy we're burning?
Didn't you say they were stale?
Hey, well, they bought them in Texas, didn't they? They come all this way in an open bag.
Then, no. No, thank you.
Oi, stop those two men! Stop them!
Keep going, this way.
I'm with you, pal. Everything's gonna be all right.
Oh, God, I hope so. Keep running.
I am, pal. We really shouldn't have gone barging into that room, though, should we? I feel fucking awful. Right, you two, get out! Now, the pair of you!
We fucking are!
Hey, we got the wrong hospital, okay? It was a simple mistake.
We had no idea this was a maternity hospital. Honestly.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Following the departure of the American consortium ASG and with a new operational model under an outright owner, Ashwood City enter the fifth and final season of The Offensive.
Hey, Jess.
Hey.
Hiya, Jess, you right?
Been better.
I got you something from Texas.
Oh, yeah?
Well, you know how we have Wotsits? They have Cheetos.
I know, they're shit.
Oh, okay. Well, did you want a stale one?
No.
How's Eric? How's the big guy?
Sedated.
We came as soon as we heard.
It's not that soon, mate, to be honest.
Well, we were so busy, you know, scouting players, scoping out sponsors, meeting with...
You're aware you have American flag face paint, and Patrick is wearing a Everything's Bigger in Texas t-shirt.
Ah, bollocks, forgot about me flag face. Got carried away, didn't I?
Has he been conscious?
For a bit, but the doctors thought that it would be better if he remained sedated until they work out potential operational procedures.
Fuck. Wow.
Rachel's still speaking with the doctors now. She's been amazing.
Right, yeah.
This is fucking shit, isn't it?
Do you know, I think this may even qualify as really fucking shit.
Oh my god, is he dead? No, pal, he's asleep. As in, like, when they put a dog to sleep. No, as in, he's actually sleeping. What, is he tired, is he?
Kieran, the doctors have decided that this is the best measure to take. What the fuck is that?
It's a gift from the lads.
Kieran, that's fucking massive. What is that?
Fucking massive? What, are you talking about my knob?
Kieran,
no, sorry, that's well inappropriate, isn't it? It's an air fryer, but like an 800 quid one, proper good.
It's a fucking what?
It's an air fryer.
Sorry, I'm a little bit confused, Kieran. This is Eric Van Schmidt. He's just had a heart attack. He's your head coach. Everyone has bought flowers, cards, maybe a fucking balloon or two. What the fuck is he going to do with a fucking air fryer?
Well, because it's healthy, isn't it? Now he can cook healthy food, but, like, in the air.
Jesus Christ. Someone deal with him before I shove him in that thing until he's a fucking crisp.
Look, mate, it's a very nice gift, yeah? But... it looks like this may be a genetic issue for Eric to be resolved by surgery. Okay, I don't think it was down to diet.
Maybe it was down to having to deal with complete fucking idiots every day. Ever think about that, Kieran?
Well, yeah, all right. Let's calm down.
Sorry, I didn't mean to offend.
Kieran, does that air fry anything?
Yeah, anything, yeah.
Could you give these a once-over?
Would he?
What? My Cheetos have gone stale. I want to re-crispify them.
Oh, right, fine. Tell you what, let's unplug Eric and fire up the air fryer, shall we, mate?
Guys, look, I've spoken to Christian Eriksson, and I reckon we can get, like, one of those things that goes in his chest and powers him.
Do you know, I think we're confusing Christian Eriksson with Iron Man.
He says it's dead easy. He's basically immortal now. I can guarantee you that's not what he said.
Hold on a second, Kieran. It's Monday. Isn't tonight an away game?
Oh, fuck.
You fucking moron. Get the fuck out of here and leave the air fryer.
All right, see ya. Will you give him my best, will you?
Aye, we will. Now fuck off extremely quickly, please.
Oh, God.
What's tonight?
Oh, fuck me.
Old Trafford?
Soccer raid?
No, United v Ashwood.
Ah, right, yeah. Nope, yep, I knew that, yep.
Hi, guys.
Rachel, hi.
Hey, Rach, you're right.
Hi.
They want to do a consultation. In here, just for an hour or so. Can we vacate the room for a while?
Aye, absolutely. Aye.
No problem at all.
What's that?
It's an air fryer. Patrick and I are going to try and revive a Cheeto.
Sorry, why are you saying Patrick and I?
I don't know, I just thought, you know, on a scientific level or something, you might be interested in the results. We should just go. Let's go.
Why do hospital waiting room chairs have to be so uncomfortable? Clearly everybody here is already going through enough. Why can't they get comfy chairs?
Money?
I feel like the shape of my ass has been altered forever just by sitting on this fucking thing.
Oh, speaking of, Patrick and I saw a Kardashian in real life.
Oh, really? Which one?
Which one was it, Patrick?
It was Candy? Candy Kardashian?
There isn't a Candy.
Shit. Catherine? Kathleen?
No, and no. You don't know, do you?
I don't. No, I don't. But they looked, you know, sexy and morally ambiguous, so... yeah, that seemed about right.
See anyone else?
Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise.
Oh, really? Who else?
Colin.
Farrell?
Nope.
Firth?
Nope.
Hanks?
No, Walsh.
Colin Walsh?
Hey.
Our sporting director?
That's the one.
Did anyone shoot him?
No.
Damn, the one time I would have welcomed some gun violence.
Hey, Patrick,
Hmm?
Get him to put the game on.
To put the game on?
Aye, on that TV up there.
You mean the TV that is showing people's appointment?
Oh, you're scared?
No, I am not scared.
Patrick, do not put the game on.
Oh, come on, it's Ashwood at Old Trafford, Jace.
Ashwood without a fucking manager because he's on a bed over there. Nearly fucking dead, Chris.
Don't Chris me. We haven't had Eric in the league all fucking season, have we? We were never going to have Eric in the dugout tonight.
Not the point, and you know it.
Not that it matters, but, you know, there will be an Eric in the dugout tonight because Man United...
Shut up.
Yep, shutting up.
So, how's life in the government, Patrick?
Yeah. Good.
We got a new Prime Minister.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, Rishi Sunak. Same height as you.
Fuck off.
Worth more than your football club as well.
I should probably send a text, shouldn't I? You know, make sure I can...
Keep stealing taxpayers' money.
No, just, you know, just want to make sure I can still be of service.
Do it for free then?
Nope.
I thought as much.
Hey, Rishi, congrats on the top job. You're good, pal.
P-N-M-B-E.
What?
You've put P-N-M-B-E.
P-N-M-B-E.
Put your fucking name, for fuck's sake.
What's wrong with that?
Looks like what you're left with at the end of a game of Scrabble.
He'll know, mate. Trust me. And it's sent.
Great! Woo-hoo!
Right, I'm doing it. I'm asking...
Doing what?
Asking him to put the game on.
Would he?
Just, this is a seminal moment for the club. Do you have any idea what kind of fucking moving tribute those fans will give him tonight? Do you?
I'm sure it'll be moving, yes, but...
And we're gonna fucking miss it. We dragged that guy back to this club. He got us Champions League football. And we're not even gonna see the tribute made to him whilst he's fighting for his fucking life. All because some of us have been too fucking English about them asking to change a channel on a fucking TV. I mean, honestly, God.
Again, it's a screen that informs people of their appointments.
Just shut up, all right? I'm going.
There's no way they're going to allow this.
Well, I'd agree with you, but Woody can be very charming.
Charming? Him?
All right, not charming, but, you know, forceful and scary. Ah, and there we go.
Good God.
Say what you want about the man morally, ethically, professionally... Personally and hygienically, but, you know, we got him to turn the game on. He said he would, and he did.
The ball forward and still, and keeps carrying the ball.
Christ, this doesn't look good.
David Luna.
Oh.
What a huge deflection. United take the lead, and that could well be an own goal. Oh,
God, Woody, can you get him to turn it off, please?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit. And he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Go on, Kevin, run with it.
Hi, guys.
Is he okay? Is Eric okay?
The doctors have consulted, and it's going to be an operation. Two, actually.
Wow. Fuck.
Yeah, but, I just wanted to speak with you guys briefly. From what I've seen, it's not okay for Eric to continue without a substantial change of lifestyle.
We could maybe get, like, a smoothie bar at the training ground?
Ooh, yes, great idea.
No. You need to start thinking about a new manager.
Is he not going to make it?
I'm confident he'll make it. Don't worry about that. But what I'm not confident about is that if he comes back after the World Cup, as planned, we could be back here again and again until eventually there are no more operations or doctors that can help him.
Shit.
Something to think about.
Hey.
Also, today is my last day. Well, actually, yesterday was my last day, but, you know. If you take my advice, you're saving Eric's life. And if there's one way I'd like to go out in my time at Ashwood City, it's saving a life. Okay?
Okay.
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 Thanks, guys. I'm going to stick around for a couple of hours, but I just need to rest.
You go rest. And thank you so much, Rachel. You know, not just for this, but for, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Right, how has she nabbed a bed? Honestly, it's because she's a fucking doctor, isn't it?
Chance! Play the reverse pass! Park! No! Fuck!
That would have been 2-1, that would have.
Shit!
Hey, don't kick the air fryer. It's conducting a scientific experiment. In fact, let me check on it. Oh, look at that. Oh, now that. Now that is fucking perfect. Jess, try that.
No, thanks.
Patrick. Try the Cheeto.
No.
Well, it's regained all its crispiness.
Well, that's lovely for you. Well done, mate.
Oh, so good.
Hey, look.
And here we are, in the 66th minute at Old Trafford. And this famous stadium erupts in applause. 66 minutes, of course, signifying the age of Erik van Smit, who this weekend was admitted to hospital following a cardiac arrest.
Wow.
He wasn't always loved by those in the football community. The action on the final day of last season certainly sent shockwaves to the game. But they love him in Ashford. And the United fans loathe their affection, their concern, their empathy for this short spell when Ashford City and Erik van Smit need it most. The whole stadium on its feet. A day when football is irrelevant, merely the backstory in a man's fight for his own life.
You know, this Cheeto came over to the UK and wilted pretty much as soon as we got here. But the change of environment, the air fryer, gave it a second chance. Do you see where I'm going with this?
No.
This club, it's the wrong environment for Erik. We don't have a nice toasty air fryer this season. We have a fucking deep fat fryer of, you know, Kevin leaving us, relegation scrap at this rate, a financial crisis. And Rachel's right.
Yeah, she's a doctor, mate. They train a long time and they get paid good money to be right.
I bet she doesn't even know how fucked we are. This is not something we can consider. He has to go.
Whoa, 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 whoa. This man got us Champions League football. Okay, I mean, there's a World Cup coming up. He can literally lie in bed for 2 months and we still won't need him yet. Okay, let's just hold our horses.
Pal, the horse needs to retire. Go chew on some lovely green grass in a Dutch field with fucking windmills and tulips.
Would he?
Chief exec talking here, all right? It's over, pal. It's over.
Do you guys have anybody lined up?
Well, you know what, Jess? I didn't have Erik van Smit heart attack on my Ashford City bingo card this season, so no. No, I don't have anybody lined up.
What about Villa? I mean, they could completely fuck up our search for a manager.
They're going to go for Unai Emery, pal. Do you want him?
Nah, I don't like his hair.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh, awful, isn't it?
Right then. So, if you're happy, let's call it.
He's gone.
Aye, he's gone.
Yeah.
Let the manager search begin.
Goes back to Riviere, the Ashford City goalkeeper. Has a good delivery on him.
Good.
We know that. We've seen that a number of times throughout his career. I believe he has something like 8 assists to his name.
9.
Quite remarkable. Riviere still has the ball, surveying the top end of the pitch. Riviere thumps the ball upfield, and he's gone a long way upfield, chested down beautifully by Kenny.
Jesus!
Fuck me! Get in! What a goal!
Fucking beauty!
Incredible!
Oh my God!
What about David and Lily?
Absolutely fucking not.
Is this a dream?
No, pal.
It's not a dream.
You okay, mate?
Is this a nightmare?
Kinda.
How are you feeling, Erik?
My chest. It feels like Thomas Graverson is squatting on my chest. Huh? Like a big bald rhino.
Aye, I can imagine. Erik, they've fitted you with a pacemaker.
A pacemaker? Huh? Like the Christian Eriksen.
Aye, like the Christian Eriksen.
Anytime your heart goes out of sync, that thing will kick in.
A bit like Eriksen in that United midfield, eh?
Did we win tonight?
We did, yeah.
Who scored the goals?
Kevin and the Kufa.
They are very talented players.
Yes, they are, mate. Yes, they are. You're made all the more talented by you.
Will I work with them again?
Will you what? Sorry?
Will I get to work with those players again?
I mean, I... Look, you know, there's a long road to recovery.
Who am I on this journey with Mr. Nolan, huh? Along this route?
Well, all of us, mate.
We're all with you, Eric.
Hey, road trip.
I feel our destinations may be very different.
Let's all just have a good night's rest.
I remember this time in Valkenburg aan de Geul.
Excuse you?
In Valkenburg aan de Geul. Dus where I grew up.
All right, got you.
I had a cat. His name was Olympus. You get it? Like the poos? Like a cat?
Yep, it's very good, yep.
One day, I could not find Olympus. And I was very upset, and my mother told me that Olympus had gone down the river. So I went down the river to find him, but I could not see him anywhere. Waited until it was dark, and then I went home.
Oh, that is a lovely story, Eric. Right,
is that done, Woody?
My mother said that maybe he'd gone to catch a fish and that he'd be right back. So every day, before and after school for 2 weeks, I would sit by the river and wait for Olympus, right up until it was dark. But I never saw him. In fact, I never saw him again. Many years later, my mother told me that she had lied. He did go down to the river, yes, but he had drowned. And all that time I had wasted with hope and belief that I would see Olympus again. When I learned of his death, I was not sad for Olympus. I was sad for myself, for the time I had lost and the hope that had burdened my heart in seeking a false truth.
They did say the medication might make him do that.
What, talk a load of nonsense?
No, fart.
Guys, could you give us a sec?
Why?
Relax, I'm not going to smother him with a fucking pillow. This is my job, all right?
Well, we can help, if you want.
Ah, it's okay, pal. It's okay.
You seem upset, Mr. Woodman.
I'm a wee bit sad, pal. Hey.
Why is this? Why does the sadness penetrate you?
It penetrates me because I really didn't want us to be in this position today, pal.
Ah, yes, yes. My father's step-uncle used to say, life is like the shit. Sometimes it's soothing, it relieves us. It lightens us when it plops in the toilet. But sometimes it hurts us. And when we really want the shit, life never allows us to shit. But when we don't want the shit, all we do is shit.
Right, okay. There's been a lot of metaphors flying about today, so forgive me if I'm struggling to keep up.
Life is shit, Mr. Woodman. And it would appear we have more shit to get through.
Aye.
But we must wipe ourselves down and know that one day we will come back to the toilet and the pain will be gone and the relief and the comfort will return.
Aye. Eric, on behalf of Ashwood City Football Club, I would like to thank you for your services. You've succeeded the expectations placed upon you earlier this year, but we cannot, in good faith, continue your employment, nor delay our decision. And as per your Olympus the Cat concerns, you nailed it, pal. You fucking nailed it. I don't know how, but you did. For the season we're about to have, consider this a get-out-of-jail-free card. But we'll miss you.
And I will miss you, Mr. Woodman. Thank you for putting your belief inside of me.
It was a pleasure. Now, you better fucking rest up and properly retire, or I will come to Holland myself and fucking kill you.
I will. And if I don't, I will welcome seeing you again. even if it is to kill me.
Bye, Eric.
Bye, Mr. Woodman.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.